Blog Talk Radio.
Workers comp and when the fuck I can come back.
Oh,
apparently they're still waiting to hear back from fucking human resource.
Are you?
It's been about 2-3 weeks now. Do y'all really need to wait that long?
Alright.
Sure. Bring me back and put me back to fucking work. Put me on cards. I don't give two shits. Give me a job wiping fucking old, like old lady asses. I don't give a fuck either. As long as I'm getting paid to do something.
Yeah.
I wonder if Chill here is ever get, you know, ever get to figure out that he's on a radio show. So it doesn't need music in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, your girl called in last night. She was all paranoid as fuck. I said your girl called in last night, she was paranoid as fuck, but yeah, she called in anyway.
For sure.
She was fucking bitching and moaning, complaining about the fact that, you know, she had that there were cops out, that she was high and tipsy. Like, bitch. They don't know that. So why the fuck you all paranoid for?
That was drunk. That's hilarious.
I mean, come on. It's not like you're fucking driving while you're fucking intoxicated. You're walking. Walking.
Yeah. It's like, I can still be tipsy without complaining. I'd do that shit without the cops on.
Yeah, but still, I mean, but come on. But like, she's like, she's all fucking paranoid about it. Like they're going to stop her. Like, oh my gosh. She's like, they're going to fucking automatically know that she's high and a little tipsy.
That's why. That's why she's doing it.
Fuck that.
Right. That's why you stay inside and do it.
Nah, not even that. But, I mean, come on. You said that you're tipsy. You're tipsy. Not like you're drunk off your fucking ass. Tipsy.
Right. Tipsy. That's weird. Issues. All paranoid. That's hilarious.
Oh, sometimes I think she's retarded too because of the fact I was talking to her on Facebook yesterday, and she goes, she's making a fucking POF for her, one of her homies or boys or friends, whatever the fuck he is.
Oh yeah.
And that she said she would because she smoked him out. But then she says she smoked the last of his weed. So I had a question. I say, don't you mean he smoked you out?
Right. Straight up.
I mean, if it's your weed, yes, then you're smoking him out. But if it's his weed, he's smoking you out. Yeah, she gave me like a fucking two little question marks about after that one. Like, what the fuck?
I bet. Confusing, huh?
I mean, if it's his weed, you're not smoking him out. He's smoking you out because it's his weed in the first place. Man, I hate wannabe stoners.
Who doesn't?
I mean, come on. I mean, you should know the difference, I mean, between your own weed and his weed. If it's his, again, if it's his weed, he's smoking you out. If it's yours, then you're smoking him out. How the fuck are you smoking him out if it's his weed?
I don't know. I guess it happens.
I don't think it happens. I mean, it's his weed.
Right.
And probably his blunt or bowl. So he's smoking her out. Fucking retard.
Yeah.
But now I need some weed. I still got my fucking bong here that I want to smoke.
Wish I had one.
Shit, man, hit a fucking gypsy mama what up on fucking Facebook.
For sure.
She makes homemade bongs.
Oh, that's what's up. That's pretty dope.
I got me a original glass Rock and Rye Faygo bong.
That's hardcore. I want to give me either a Moon Mist Blue or Blueberry Raspberry one like that.
Did they ever come in a glass bottle? Because she only does them out of glass bottles.
Oh, that's pretty dope.
Hell yeah, bud. I've smoked at it a few times. I'm with you right now. I'm dry as a motherfucker.
Okay.
I mean, shit, man. If I, Man, shit, man. Man, I go back to work if I ever do.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm buying me some motherfucking weed.
I'll
smoke the fucking shit out of that motherfucker.
I bet. Who would it? That's dope. That's homemade.
But let's see what we should play here. Definitely not Miracle.
Okay.
Let's say that song's gonna be played out no matter where the fuck you go.
Yeah, straight up. That's good too.
I say we go with Out of Line by Device featuring Serge Tankian and Geezer Butler. Up in there, fucking Julie Rabin. She goes, "So, fam, I know this is maybe not what I should post to hear, but my bro is looking for a let to love. He is 18, 19 next month. He bet me $20 I can't find him a girl, so help me find, so help me out. Could use that $20 for my unborn low or let, LOL. thank you, ninjas. Well, first of all, how do you know your kid could turn out to be a low or a let?
Yeah.
Like, I love it how motherfuckers, you know, this fucking, we're having kids, just straight up point out the fact that their kids automatically just gonna be a low or a let. I mean, you know, for all we know, your kid could grow up to be a fucking metalhead. I mean, for all we know, your kid could grow up to be a fucking faggot loving fucking Lil Wayne.
Oh, hell no.
But the fact that you're, you know, automatically just saying right here, right now, he's going to be a low or a let, you don't notice.
Yeah. That'd be awesome if it would.
Yeah, but still, you don't automatically know it's gonna be this or that.
Yeah.
You got this little dumb bitch up in there named Courtney Brocius going, I give up MCL, homie. I'm sorry for not being able to be the perfect person everybody wants me to be. Bitch, who gives a fuck?
I'm not perfect.
Who the fuck gives a damn fucking rat's ass if you're perfect? I mean, you know, yeah, you got an okay looking face.
Yeah.
Body part doesn't match. But, shit. If you got a fucking bitch and whine about the fact that people don't think you're not perfect, man, fuck out of here.
Right.
Then you got this other dude up in there, William Camerlincoln. Lincoln, I can't pronounce his last name. Goes, it said that I have yet to be with a let. Minus the fact that I live in BFE. I don't know what the fuck BFE is. Probably bumfuck something.
So what is it, Lonely Hearts now?
I mean, come on, man. Like, who the fuck is, I mean, why does it matter you haven't been, like, what does it matter if you're with a letter or not? Who gives a shit?
The finest prostitutes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
Hey, see, fucking Chewy, he'll take anything, even a prostitute.
Yeah, hello. Shit, they say pussy's easy to get. Hell yeah, it is. No, wrong.
I mean, shit.
Oh, fucking girl on some fucking piece of ass, that's all it is.
I mean, Chill's so desperate, Chill will take a 90-year-old prostitute.
Hell no. Fuck out of here. I'm not that deep. That nigga from Roger, from that fucking Doug cartoon shit, that's not me. Hell no.
Shit, hey, you hear him?
Hell no. Fuck that nigga. Nigga got fucking this black guy, 35 years old, kissing up fucking 80-year-old, fucking making out with a fucking 80-year-old lady. I'm like, that's just fucking gross. That's fucking nasty as fuck.
See, fucking Chill still made the fact that he wants a 90-year-old prostitute.
Fuck no, hell no. Fuck that shit.
The fact that you like women, you know, with no teeth, could probably get better blowjobs than chicks with teeth.
I'm gonna take a chick who's either 25 and 30, at least. I would never go past that shit.
Oh, look, someone fucking decided to name their dog after Lil Wayne, Gremlin.
Hell no.
But why the fuck did you even decide to just, you know, name your fucking dog after Lil Wayne? But, let's see, let's go to track. I'm trying to get OG's good plan to being late anyway, even though he's on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just tell him that you're asking for him.
What's that?
But let's see. I love people bitching. Clayton, whoop whoop. Okay, my question is, why the fuck are you throwing whoop whoop in your fucking in your name in the first place? Yeah, you're talking about me, but whoop whoop in your name. But either way, Lee Wallen goes, guys, this chat is falling apart. Man, this chat, I think that chat fell apart.
We got a motherfucking crater. We got a motherfucking crater. The fuck? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, no, this is going to get, guys, the chat is falling apart. What happened to all the other lows, like, Gosh, Tanya, all them, now this newer group comes in and it's been kind of falling apart. I'm not hating. I don't just speak my mind. Please don't no disrespect. No one gives a fuck about you.
I have no clue.
Lauren Rena Whitehead needs advice. I don't know what the fuck she needs advice for. Well, my advice to you, plastic surgery on your face. You look ugly as all shit. But, let's see. She needs advice about her relationship. My boyfriend has changed since I got pregnant. He hasn't gotten anything for our kid. He spent $100 on chronic. I don't know how to leave with my kid. What the fuck? So he spent a fucking $100 on chronic. Get the fuck out of here. He's not here. We'll do the same. You just might calm the fuck down.
That's why I don't like being in a relationship. All her is fucking prostitute. Just get that shit over with.
Yeah, but just think about this, man. If you get the prostitute pregnant, man, she's coming to you for child support.
Fuck no. That's why I use two rubbers. Some motherfucking rub and alcohol.
I don't think rubbing alcohol is going to do jack shit.
Really?
Man, all it's going to do is fucking leave the bitch's pussy squeaky clean.
That's what I'm going for.
But, but like this, she can still get pregnant.
I'll make sure it won't.
All right, I still be going with some fucking big hoodoo. And I say we go with Crystal Skull.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are you ready for some fun? Let's go play. Fill me up all the way. Feel kinda ill sipping out it. It gets me to tripping. First it make me hiccup. Then I'm out looking for a family to stick up. Before I do that, I sip up, rip my shirt off. Got bullet wounds, scars and cuts. Running up in the store, they looking at me like I'm fucking nuts. Whipping out my hatchet. I stuck it in the counter and look at the clerk like what's happening. He reached for the telephone. He about to find himself in the back, wrapped up in some cellophone. Headbutt him and he fell slow. Bitch in the corner screaming cause she knows she gon' be the next to go. Now I should start running. But I'm like, fuck the police, they some bitches, I hope they coming. And I pour another shot, and heed the words of the Crystal Skull. Bloody or not,
when I'm drinking out my Crystal Skull, there's always fun, the party's never dull. When I'm drinking out my Crystal Skull, I can levitate and walk away. When I'm drinking out my Crystal Skull, there's always fun, the party's never dull. When I'm drinking out my Crystal Skull, I get wickedly loose and watch them all fall. Feeling like I'm getting wasted, but that potion make me wanna guzzle it every time I taste it. Wake up in somebody's car, I don't know the motherfucker driving, and I don't know where the hell we are, but we going real fast. The music is loud and the cops is right behind our ass. Little finger off the window, we accidentally hit a bum. Now it's murder one that we info. I pull one more shot, better make this one a double, cause I know the trouble ain't gonna stop. I got a plan, you dig. The potion would get us out, but the driver gotta take a swig. So he fucking chugged it. His eyes turned red, he looked at me and said,
I fucking love it.
Then we lost all control. The car disappeared, now I'm falling down a rabbit hole.
When I'm drinking out my Crystal Skull, there's always fun, the party's never dull. When I'm drinking out my Crystal Skull, I can levitate another drip, there ain't no question. I hear voices now saying, bring us back to life. I held it up, looked at it. I felt invincible when it started glowing from my black magic. Big hoodoo speaking. Pour another potion in the skull and keep drinking. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, there's always fun. The party's never dull. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, I can levitate and walk away. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, there's always fun. The party's never dull. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, I get wickedly loose and watch them all fall.
And we're back. Hold on, I'm telling you, that you want to pour fucking rubbing alcohol on a prostitute's pussy.
Yeah. No, I was going to pour it on the rubber, then stick it in there.
Apparently, Ghetto G's got a track just for you, by the way. I don't know what the fuck that is.
That's the song.
Well, you know what? I guess until Ghetto G fucking picks up the track that he, you know, puts in the track that he has just for you. Since you want prostitutes, unless he's somewhere listening, then we have to play the track. I guess my track for you will be Dayton Family, Prostitute Killer.
Yeah. Oh, that shit goes hard.
Hi, I'm Chucky.
I'm like Bernard King, 33 up in my clip. Call that bitch Penny King. I play, I bring them cake. KKK, Block K's a double case. Male Gray a 12K. Jesse K. SK on a nigga face so he don't testify today. Headshot, drinking on some purple pop. Red dot, mouth shot. Top of door, little folk top. I'm smoking on some Kenya pop. 12 gauge, my Roddy lot. Problem solved, I had to pop a mega fox. Call me for that Courtney Cox.
With who? With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. With the prostitute killer. Prostitute killer. Prostitute killer.
After killing Chilla's fucking prostitute.
Oh, you're a dick. He's like, you're a dick. Well, that's cool. At least I don't have to fucking hear people try to fucking cock block me. Try to fucking scare me with the AIDS and all kinds of shit. I don't give a fuck. That's why I walk around with two rubbers and a motherfucking rubbing alcohol all day.
Yeah, well, if you're trying to scare the fucking bitches off with the rubbing alcohol thing, they're probably thinking you're about to kill them yourself.
Yeah.
You fucking take a fucking rag out, pour some goddamn fucking rubbing alcohol on it, and just fucking put that shit in their face, knock them out, and kill them.
You think about chloroform.
Chloroform, fucking rubbing alcohol. I'm pretty sure they both do the same damn thing. Ain't that right, Ghetto?
Big ass white boy.
It all that.
So you're still on your prostitutes, I see.
Hell yeah. Nothing wrong with some rum and alcohol up in our fucking pussies.
You gotta keep it clean.
Right.
It's one way to do it.
Yeah. I'm sick and tired of people telling me they got AIDS and shit. Like, bitch, I'll clean that shit.
Man, what type of bitches you talk to?
24-year-old.
Apparently the ones with AIDS.
Oh, hell no.
Is that like the first thing you guys talk about? Like, hey, what's up? I have AIDS. Like, what?
You have AIDS. That's fucked up.
And that should be the end of the conversation.
Yeah. My eyeballs turn black and I'm coughing up blood while I'm saying I got AIDS.
So wait, you would still go for it though?
Get old man. Me and him have already been through this. Chill already admitted the fact that he would go for a 90-year-old prostitute as well.
That's a damn lie. You know what he said.
Well, does she look good?
Oh, that's a 90-year-old. That's that fool. You could ask him. That motherfucker.
Ain't nothing wrong with an older lady.
Yeah, I mean,
depends on what she looks
like. Oh, damn, plus, you know, I already told Chill. I mean, hey, think about it. Chill, with a 90-year-old person, he's got a good thing going, because it's like she ain't got no teeth, so more than likely, you know, she probably just bit her head.
Goes right down her throat.
You ain't gonna be worrying about being bit.
I don't have to worry about pushing my teeth back.
straight gums.
Straight up.
Now he's gonna go do that. He's gonna go find a bitch with no teeth.
Not really. Not real. I can wait till I get 90.
Where are you from? I'm sure there's a bunch of girls on there ain't got no teeth.
Yeah, more likely.
All right, take my ass to Prospect. I'll see what's up one night. Fucking uptown Prospect. Like a fucking teeth. Nah. I'm looking for 24-year-olds and plus.
With no teeth. 24-year-old
girls with no teeth.
Nah. With, yeah, with teeth.
Maybe, so okay, two. a couple teeth.
Nah, a couple teeth. Oh, don't let you on, but, hey.
Go to West Virginia.
Oh, no. I'm up there, too.
No, nice tooth.
And one leg. What an eye patch.
What are they,
one leg.
I'm
just fucking around.
It's like a one leg and an eye patch.
Right? Arr. Five fools dating a chick with a beard that goes, arr, matey.
Wait. We have a caller from Colorado. What's going on, Colorado?
Oh, shit.
What?
I was on Facebook and seeing y'all's post.
Hey, what
finally somebody saw our post.
Yeah.
Like everyone on Facebook 24/7.
Hey, what part of Colorado are you from?
What's up in Colorado? Rain.
I used to live in Aurora. Now I'm in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah? Aurora's flooded right now.
Oh, yeah? I don't like the bills. It's bullshit. They'd be like, you can't wear a hatchet, man. I'm like, fuck that shit.
No, it's way cooler now. The city is flooded with juggalos.
Oh, yeah, it is. I'm from Aurora. I have a bunch of juggalo homes.
Ain't nobody told me to take my hatchet man off.
Right?
Now, my question for you is, are you like children, do you go for guys with, you know, no teeth and one leg and a fucking eye patch?
Did you just say guys?
I'm a scooter fool. I'd go
guys.
For the fine assholes, like this dude next to me. Yeah.
Well, since she is a chick, I figured I'd ask her about, if she goes for guys with, like, one leg, barely no teeth, an eye patch.
Oh, man, I thought that was a guy. My bad.
You thought I was a guy?
My bad.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to do. They need to lay off it. I need to smoke something. Smoke something. They sold
no,
me
I, got, I got something just for you, chill.
What's that?
Havoc is going to play you a song right now.
You already did.
And what do you play you?
Prostitute killer.
No, that's not the track.
All right, get what track? And when did you upload it?
You should be good. It's under Bravo Gator. It's called Xanax.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okie dokie.
Let me get the Bravo.
Chill will enjoy this track very much.
Xanax the shit too.
I'm sure he will. So here you go.
What would you do for
a Xanax bar? It's all she wants. One Xanax bar, a whole bunch of Xanax bar. It's all she needs. Xanax bar, a whole bunch of Xanax bar.
She's got a habit, she's got a habit. It makes her feel right. As soon as she takes one, she wants a
party all night.
Ready, steady,
hi.
Football is what she likes. She spikes them down the throat. Told me her situation. That's the only time she takes them is when she is on vacation. You're not on vacation because you live down the road. I can tell that you're screwed up because you talk too slow. Sometimes it bothers me, I'm just speaking nicely. Takes you about 45 minutes to respond to me. That is what I ask this fraud. What would you do for Xanax bar? She's super sexy, she makes her own money.
bleed on your eyes. Love the way you look tonight.
Magnificent, she looks so terrific, but she has no composure.
Can't control her.
Cousins and nexus make her try and pull her. She's a drama queen.
Drama queen.
Prescription killing it. Yeah. She gets them legally. Her doctor is an idiot.
Yeah.
And so is she. Baby girl, it's cool, cool. Be careful if you drill her, cause she's got some screws loose. Psychotic, yeah. Retarded, yeah. Addicted for show. She's short but stupid, I mean fan next foe.
Hey.
Welcome to the life of a drama queen.
Hey, hey, hey.
Wakes up and can't remember anything.
She's on her Xanax, and Xanax, and
hey.
Xanax, and Xanax, and
on her Xanax, and Xanax, and
hey.
Xanax, and Xanax, and
hey.
She's super sexy,
yeah.
She makes her own money,
yeah.
So you can't think stupid, girl, your hair like a dummy.
She's on her Xanax.
I didn't choose the thug life, but the FBI thinks I did. What up?
Chilling.
How much? We're back.
Hey, I'm looking just at pictures on your Facebook page now.
Hell yeah. And Chillbed, I'm trying to do you a favor. I'm trying to find you a chick with barely any teeth. One leg.
I got
one arm. An eye patch and a fur.
What are you looking for? A half of a woman?
No, I'm looking for everything a catch. 24 and plus.
Look at that.
24 and plus what?
Age. Your age. 24 years age.
Well, you would just say 24 plus.
24 plus. Yep.
Yeah, that's 24 and plus.
Have the abomination score come through to you guys yet?
It was here. One part of that tour. I missed that, though, but they're coming back for this next tour here, right here, in October.
The Hollow Wicket tour, huh?
Whatever the hell it is, whatever they're going on for right now.
That shit's crazy. I got three fucking tours going on. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'm waiting for them to come on the 9th and 10th in Denver.
Oh, aren't they coming on the 10th, too, of October? To the Roxy?
Yeah, they're supposed to be here on the 9th and 10th.
Oh, that's tight. I went to the Chaos and Chronic tour. That show was fucking tight.
Yeah, it was a good ass show.
Hell yeah, it was. That show was hilarious.
Do you guys know about, LSP and
Strum
and them?
Oh,
Scum. Yes, we
do. I saw
yeah.
That my first ABK show. She was fucking hard as fuck.
Right?
Yeah, that nigga's fucking pretty cool.
So are there only, like, three of us on here right now?
Four.
Oh, yeah, four. Me, you, Ghetto, and the white boy named Chill, who has fucking half women.
All right. So my name's Buku, by the way.
Nice to meet you.
What's going on?
Like what?
Nice to meet you.
Right? Let's talk.
Awkward, yes.
Yeah, way to make that awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The world up and let them know to the fucking the Juggalo Rider radio. That's tight.
Mm-hmm.
See that, man? At least people like his shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's what more people need to realize.
Hell yeah. I mean, it'd be dope if, like, half the motherfuckers and all the little chat tuned in. Well, you know, I fuck you anyways.
Got a little ass. You got some bright ass orange. My gang side is hip core. Fuck yeah.
So what CD are you on tonight?
Oh, no. I just got done listening to
it. He don't know. Oh, man.
You were just singing a song, man.
Yeah. I'll slap the taste out your mouth, bitch. If I wasn't scared of getting grounded. That shit's fucking all hard. I love that song.
Was a little kid sing that song?
No, you never heard Big Money by a little stank and big stank and little bit?
Oh, man, I was about to say, is that a little kid song or something, man? I'm afraid of getting grounded. Like.
I'll slap the That shit don't work. Man, I love that shit. I'm the fucking blunt right now. I got the weed, man. That's a fucking
star. He's like, fuck it, man, I'm waiting. I got this.
Right. Shit don't work. I didn't do that.
What didn't you do?
Visit cutoff. I didn't do that. Shit's hilarious.
Can we be brought into the joke?
You haven't heard of
Nope.
Collection 4 yet?
Watch what?
Cryptic Collection 4 by Twisted.
What about it?
The track number 2, that shit's fucking hilarious as fuck.
And what is funny about it?
Little stink, big stink, little poop. That's too funny. That shit's hilarious.
Well, thank you for that, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let us know next time you want to share.
All right. I got another one.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm out this piece. It's hard to hear you guys, and I've been on here for a while, so I'm going to peace out. Whoop, whoop.
All right.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Yes, sir. Deuce whoops.
No, I'll punch you.
Yeah.
No.
Because I'll punch your ass to the phone. I'll punch your ass to the phone. Oh, yeah? Check your mailbox. I'm going to catch a flying fist. Just check your mail tomorrow.
Don't be trying to start that shit, man. I'll meet you in the cage.
So I'll punch your ass through a fucking drive-thru fucking window.
Over some chicken nuggets.
Right? Just some fucking sock your ass. So what the fuck?
That's something Chill would do, man. He's all fucked up off of that Molly, man.
Right.
Okay, I'll fucking chicken McNuggets.
What the shit out of him. What the fuck?
Like, bitch, I said a large fry.
I just slapped the motherfucker. Should be hilarious.
Shit, man, I just went to McDonald's yesterday there.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, John.
The damn old lady there, man, was talking to my dog.
What is she talking to your dog for?
My dog was just growling at her.
The old lady's gonna beat that dog's ass and all this. She could have been stashed something, too.
What do you mean, why is she talking to my dog, man? Everybody talks to my dog.
Yeah, but it's funny, like they expect, like animals to, like, respond. Like, hi, how are you doing, too?
Well, sometimes they do. They may not know what the fuck you're saying, but they'll look at you weird and shit.
Yeah, and that's the truth. When the fuck does that one come out? I want it.
Never.
This was about I want.
Abomination. Tragedy Strikes.
Havoc's just kidding you, man. He don't buy albums.
He just downloads them off the internet.
Oh, no, that's not true, man. I bought Rob Zombie. I bought fucking Abominations. I bought, of course. Ozzy Osbourne, Black Sabbath.
Yeah. I tried looking for that fucking new Nightmare mixtape. That shit wasn't in stores.
Oh. Yeah, I bought that too. Off, pre-ordered. And I'm like, well, again, chill here. I got their autograph.
Douchebag.
Speaking of which, chill if you don't know by now. They're going to put out House of Crazy's CD of like a bunch of old shit with an unreleased track on it. And a t-shirt coming out October 22nd for $30 if you want that, or you can just buy the CD for $12.99.
That had Trauma went hard by him. I love that song. Oh, the album.
Well, they're putting out a House of Crazy CD. It's a mixture of shit.
Yeah. Like Cryptic Collection 4.
I suppose so. But that new Nightmare, man, they put remix tracks on that.
Yeah, I heard of
that.
Yeah.
But those two tracks weren't that great.
Yeah, no, definitely not. I have to agree.
I think it's pretty funny that Straight Outta DK still doesn't have that, but I posted the YouTube videos up there like last week of the songs. But I guess nobody cares to look through the comments, so I guess nobody will ever hear them.
I haven't even been on Facebook in a fucking couple of days. I've just been busy fucking working.
I know, we were talking about that. That little bit of work killed you.
Oh, yep. Shit.
you disappeared for a couple of days after that.
Yeah, I sure did.
He's just laying down, man. He's like, I ain't fucking moving.
Nope. I'm like fucking dead. Fucking dead. What a fucking summer.
You want a what?
What a fucking summer.
Well, summer's pretty much over now.
Yeah.
Fuck summer.
Although summer did go by pretty fast.
It did. I'll be 20 tomorrow. Shit gonna be awesome. Fuck that day up.
Wait, you're gonna turn 20 on Friday the 13th, huh?
Yep, I'm gonna try to avoid it. Fuck it. Because I bring on the bad luck, then. Fuck it. I don't care.
Avoid it?
I don't know.
You're going to avoid being 20 years old?
Yep. At least until I'm 21. Go hit up the liquor store.
He's like, fuck that, man. I'm not turning 20, man. I'm just waiting until the following year. I'm be 21.
Yep.
It's like, fuck that. I'm not even 20.
No Taco Bell.
Didn't that dog die?
Years ago.
Probably.
He was reincarnated. He was reincarnated into Havoc.
I don't know about you, but I want to try that fucking new fiery local taco.
Alright, had it, motherfucker.
I had one of them type of flavors, whatever Doritos that they put out. That was pretty good.
I tried all three.
Yeah, Taco Bell Doritos. I was like, wow, this is actually pretty good.
The first time I tried to get a ranch, they gave me a regular ass fucking taco. I was pissed.
But like, they kind of taste like meat. So, like, I was like, what the fuck?
Dude, your show ain't supposed to taste like ground beef, motherfucker. Y'all fucking.
Well, I get that it's supposed to taste like the tacos, but I'm saying, like, it's a little strange, but they're still good.
Yeah. What about Long John Silver?
That's just bomb.
Did you try that new sandwich that just came out?
Which is?
I don't know the name of it. They just came out with it.
You don't know the name of it?
No, and I had it. That shit's fucking weird as fuck.
He got it, but he doesn't know what it's called.
Right. That show's funny. It was just advertised.
It works out perfectly, doesn't it?
Got it.
But no, I probably haven't tried that because I haven't ate there in a while.
Shit was hilarious. It was $8 just for two fries and two sandwich. It was hilarious. No drink. Eight fucking dollars. That's fucking...
Well, that's... It's pretty much cheaper than McDonald's.
Oh, no. The line is so long that it pissed me off a little. I want a McGriddle with a sausage in the middle, bitch. Oh, man.
I think we played that song yesterday.
I played that song.
Yeah, and he wasn't here. He was dead.
But you know what Joe is going to listen to today, though, right? He's going to listen to Crank That Mini-Me.
Crank That Mini-Me. I'll just fuck around. Never
go ahead, Havoc, and play that, man. It's back there again. You can't tell me you deleted it.
Wait. I think it's funny how fucking...
Brownies?
I think it's funny how Joe just goes, I've never heard it before, but yeah, he's trying to sing it.
I don't know, man. He tries to sing everything.
Yeah. It's okay. Trying to look for some prostitutes.
Always have some fucked up name. Just crypt the quad a cut like nigga.
Jesus. Yeah. Hey, man, I got this new dance for y'all, man. call that midget, man. Crank however you want to, man. Just throw that nigga across the club, man. That's all you gotta do, man. Tell him, man.
No, we don't throw the boy, don't fight the man, don't Roosevelt, just see. Now we just throw the midget up across that floor and crank the man. Nick, me, now what, man? Crank that man, 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 now what, man?
Knock him out, fucking make him tap the fuck out.
Go from the cage, shake his ass like he did last time.
Man, he's pretty much already knocked out.
That nigga just jumped out of the cage and whipped.
I mean, shit, man. Then again, you gotta think. I mean, normally in Bellator, they don't usually normally go past three rounds, but, they got five rounds tonight.
Well, he completely missed that punch.
What's up with these restaurants trying to copy fucking Wendy's?
What the who?
Wendy's, you know how Wendy's got pretzel burgers? Why the fuck are these restaurants trying to do that shit? Fucking retarded.
Because the pretzel burgers are good, motherfucker.
No, restaurants. They copied off Wendy and shit. But that's... Like, come up with your own shit. Or you gotta copy fucking Wendy's and shit.
Yeah, that's like how that fucking stupid little girl tried to fucking play off the whole fact that, fucking, Burger King fucking stole her idea with putting fries on a fucking burger.
Right?
That's just the stupidest idea.
It's like we've been doing that shit since Mickey D's. We took spicy chicken sandwich, put a fucking McDouble together with some fries.
The fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, we stoners. That's how we do. Take
We stoners, that's how we do.
Yep, hell yeah.
So you just shove everything together?
We just take it apart, stack it on each other. That's how we do. Put a couple french fries up the bottom.
let me get the stoner special.
Yeah, they don't know that. They're looking at us like, what the fuck are they doing? Burgers like big as a motherfucking Big Mac and shit. Shit's hilarious.
So ghetto man, next Thursday, man, are you ready for part two?
Of that terrible pay per view for TNA.
Yeah, no surrender.
I guess. Even though there's not going to be anything good on that.
Of course not, man. Let's see, you got Mickie James versus Hogan.
Yeah, who cares about that? Who cares about that tag team match? Who cares about, what else is there?
This is going to be Manic, I should say, versus Jeff Hardy.
Oh, who won that one? That sounds good.
It didn't happen yet.
Oh, really? That should be fucking dope as fuck.
It happens next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's the shit.
That fucking Mr. Anderson's going to come back to whoop the shit out of fucking Bully Ray.
What the fuck went down?
Besides the fact that he got power-drived under the fucking stage.
Oh, really?
How come they can use power-drivers?
Because WWE is faggots like that. They're dictating shit.
Yeah, they can't do power-drivers, can't do headshots.
Can't boot motherfuckers in the fucking head.
Yeah, that show sounds good. Looks good too. Hey, look at his gun. What the fuck? Man, you brought him back for a show. What the hell?
Who the fuck is Gun?
Charles Gun from Angel.
I'm sorry, I don't watch that show.
Well, they're going to have him in fucking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm sorry, I don't watch that either.
Yep.
Oh, ghetto. It hasn't premiered yet.
Anything that has to do with the S.H.I.E.L.D. can fuck off. Even if it isn't the S.H.I.E.L.D. Even if it isn't the S.H.I.E.L.D.
S.H.I.E.L.D.
fuck off. Man, ghetto, it has nothing to do with the S.H.I.E.L.D.
Shield. Fuck the Marvel Comics shit. Fuck the WWE Shield.
Right.
Fuck your police Shield.
Fuck all the Shield.
Fuck the police Shield. What the hell? He's just like fuck a police Shield.
Fuck all the Shield. Straight up.
That's what I was making my point.
Straight up. Fuck the Shield.
And all this because of the WWE Shield.
Yeah.
And the fucking police Shield.
Man, I saw this one part of this Tattoo Nightmare show this morning. It was Jasmine tattooing some chick, and she started moaning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, I remember that one.
She was like, I don't know if she's likes pain or what's going on. She's like, whatever, I'm just going to keep going.
She got wetter every time.
She probably did, man. She probably, made a little mess on the chair.
She made a pool, a puddle. She made a puddle. Like,
they had to clean it up afterwards.
Like, getting
you motherfucking bitch.
Water. This water bottle. It's empty, too. Talk about some poo-wah-wah.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Here with the poo-wah-wah crap.
I don't need no water because I got a big, big bottle of water of that poo-wah-wah.
No ghetto. You know who we should bring up on to JR?
Everlast.
We should bring Everlast up onto the show.
We should bring Everlast and Eminem on the show at the same time.
Fuck Eminem. Fuck Eminem.
What?
Hey, fuck you, nigga.
Fuck that motherfucking meth crackhead smoker.
Meth crackhead smoker.
Please spill a dick shit. Motherfucker, you call Eminem. Kind
of. He's just a bath crackhead.
Yeah.
So tell me, Joe.
A bath crackhead.
So tell me, Joe, what is the real reason that you don't like Eminem?
This nigga's fucking whack. He's on fucking meth. Nigga talk shit about his mom. Then he go and fucking get addicted to fucking sleeping pills. Masturbates to Anna Montana right in front of his kid. So fuck that motherfucker.
I highly doubt that he did that, you know. I guess for entertainment purposes.
I don't care. That motherfucker's whack.
Yeah, well, guess what, though? It's awesome.
Oh, now we get into.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Fuck your big time rights, then.
Dan, dude, he took
BTR.
A low blow on
fuck
that
your
one.
Fuck your BTR. Don't come out miss me all that bullshit.
Man, you can't say that here, chill, man. You can make him cry.
Oh, what's the matter? Davey going to cry over his BTR?
You see, chill, you know, the reason why I don't like Hobson, one, he sucks. Two, we gave him Disney. Three, he tries to sound like Eminem to make people think he's like Eminem, which he really isn't.
I just don't like BTR because that's kid shit. I like their fucking song.
That's like some dude on YouTube, man. He puts his videos under Eminem, so people will listen to him thinking it's Eminem.
Okay, his freestyles are hard as fuck. I like that Tyler the Creator he dissed. Ill Mind 4, that shit was fucking hardcore as fuck.
Man, fuck Tyler the Creator.
That nigga all fucking eats a bug and throws up in his music.
Man,
that shit was fucking hilarious.
Kick him in his big ass teeth. Fuck
it. I watched it just to laugh at that motherfucker throwing up. That shit was fucking hilarious.
Now, whoever thinks that guy's talented needs to be punched.
fucking Loader Squad. Niggas playing basketball, niggas. Like, nigga, I don't want to play basketball no more. Fucking safe bags.
You know, you making all those gay jokes and shit. Wonder how you felt whenever, you know, Frank Ocean was gay, huh? How you feel about your boy being gay now, man?
I don't even like Frank Ocean.
Not you. I was talking about him. You know, he was rolling with him, man. It was part of his crew and shit, you know? And then all of a sudden he was gay, and he's making all these gay jokes and shit.
You know why he turned gay? He watched their nuts while they was playing basketball.
Why
that's
he
when
turned
he decided,
gay?
Like, man.
You don't just magically turn gay, man.
It's just hilarious.
I mean, if that happened, man, it was just a matter of time. It wasn't just like it's out of thin air. All right, you know, he's gonna be gay.
He likes men now. Like, nigga, you been liking men? What the fuck are you talking about?
But yeah, that whole group, man, fuck all them.
It's true.
Hell yeah.
Them and their stupid kitty cat t-shirts.
Right. That's hilarious.
Yeah, with that again, I'm pretty sure we'll get them and, what's the name, Rabbit, we'll probably get along perfectly.
Did you say Rabbit?
Yeah.
Why would Rabbit get along with that?
No one's fucking her. She'd probably been fucking mistake those fucking kitty cat shirts for fucking Hello Kitty shirts.
Oh, okay. Now I see what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's just a shitty rapper, and she seems to be more into, like, metal music.
Now,
rock
my question
music.
Is, now, Ghetto,
Now, when you say Tyler the Creator is a shitty rapper, now.
I'm a.
Can you actually call him a rapper with a face?
I guess I could, but what am I supposed to say?
I don't know, man. Like, you know, the fact that you call Tyler the Creator just makes me want to fucking laugh, because I can't call him a rapper with a fucking straight face.
Now, I couldn't say it with a straight face saying Lil Wayne is the best rapper in the world.
Wait, what about being asleep?
Oh, he's a codeine freak. They probably went back doing that shit. Who the fuck knows?
Man, there. Fuck that person that got him wet after midnight.
Straight up.
Fucking gremlin-looking motherfucker.
Straight up, that's what Matt does to you. Fucking codeine and Matt. Not even once. You look like motherfucker.
So I think Havoc's gonna play a track now by Big B called Crazy.
Oh hell yeah.
I can definitely do that. Well, this track plays, I'm gonna download some Metallica, watch fucking Tattoo Nightmares.
You need Scheiser spray.
He's gonna pop some extends.
Right, here we go.
Hi, my name's Big B, and this is the reason why you should never, never, ever, ever, ever do hallucinogenics.
Sitting at this red light waiting to turn green, but no, is this real or just a dream? Surreal as it can seem, I'm hearing whispers and screams. All the while, my phone, yo, it steadily rings, and my radio only plays the cop-out thing. So I'm popping pills for thrills, I'm eating mushrooms for meals, going to yard sales, looking for deals, taking rides and carousels and Ferris wheels, breaking into elementary schools to steal lunch pills, living in my car so I ain't got no bills, watching the lava come down from the hills, hanging out in retirement homes trying to cop bills. What up, ladies? I'm on acid. I'm going crazy, yeah. Going out of my mind. I'm seeing more and more. Happening on the sky. I'm going crazy, yeah. Going out of my mind. I'm seeing more and more. Happening on the sky. The judge tells me that I'm on drugs. Nah, just sit down by the river eating water bugs. Yo, I'm trying to move units, but they won't budge. I'm making a living selling deaf people earplugs. Now I'm down at the convenience store in a stolen cop car trying to buy a Mars bar. And I swear I just saw a falling star. So I make a wish, please make my girlfriend stop smelling like fish and tell me why I got such a bad itch. Yo, why's that girl's voice such a low pitch? I'm sitting back scratching lotto tickets trying to get rich, but I think the Matrix just had a glitch. I'm freaking out, dog. I'm going crazy, yeah. I'm alright. He said I must have been in a bad fist fight. Everywhere I go, I'm seeing people dressed in white. I'm hearing a voice come from a bright light. It tells me everything's gonna be alright. I'm just afraid that I might have took the wrong flight. Cause I'm gonna sunburn in the middle of the night. And my shoelaces are just a little tight. I met a rattlesnake that said, don't worry, I don't bite. But if you stare at me like that, I just might. So I bit his head off, yo, just in spite. Yeah, I'm a grown man, but I got training wheels on my bike, running around in a pink tutu, yelling out woo woo. I'm going crazy, yeah. I'm going out of my mind. I'm seeing more and more. It's happening all the time. I'm going crazy, yeah. Going out of my mind. I'm seeing more and more. It's happening.
And we're back.
And we're black.
And I'm fat.
And you're white.
Oh, all right.
he was like, all right.
I like that picture. That all the black kids and that white kid.
That was just for you.
Yep, I thought that shit was hilarious. Like, yep.
That's funny as hell, man. I think I saw that episode where that dude did that terrible tattoo that they're covering up.
Yeah, man, I saw that one, man.
He went there, he got that shitty ass tattoo, and he comes on here, you get it covered up.
Hell yeah, man.
That's what a lot of them people probably do. I'd be damned, I'd be one of them people going there and get a shitty ass tattoo done.
Yeah, but fucking, I'd rather get the tattoo done by, you know, one of the professionals that are actually there.
But that's funny as hell, though, man. He was on that show, and now he's on this show.
Yep.
That's awesome shit.
Yeah, I think the finale is going to be going up soon. Because those motherfuckers are dropping like flies.
Damn. I don't care about that show. I'm just saying I happened to see that episode that dude got the tattoo on.
Yeah, it was done by, I think it was CJ who did it. I don't know. Whatever that dude's fucking name was.
But this girl right here, man, she got like a tiny ass tattoo, so this ain't gonna be that hard.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. It's a fucking little scribble.
but the thing is with that tattoo, it's like it's really blown out and really scarred up too.
But look how big he made his fucking tattoo now.
Yeah, because nobody tattoos like that.
This is probably the easiest cover he's ever done.
Not really. Because normally, if you know, like if the skin's like really fucking scarred up due to a tattoo, usually what happens is like that area of the skin becomes a lot more sensitive. That plus you know, with where she's getting the tattoo put.
Oh, I'm sorry, you misunderstood me, man. I didn't really care that much. I just wanted to point out it was a small tattoo. I didn't want the whole history behind it.
Double the pleasure, double the fun, double the plug in, Chef Boyardee.
Double mint gum.
I'll fuck that, man. Double the Chef Boyardee.
Chill.
What?
You're dead.
If you were on an island surrounded by piranhas with a can of Chef Boyardee, how would you open it?
Shit. I'll catch one of those piranhas and fucking try to take its tooth and open that shit up.
That's right, man. It's the same guy that said he would eat the piranha. Yeah.
Like, fuck, man, I'll eat them, man. Say, that's what fucking deserves.
You know, I wonder how fucking piranhas taste. With all that flesh and blood in
it. Like, hey, it tastes like salmon. Salmon, that's what piranhas taste like.
And exactly how do you know what a salmon tastes like there, Chill?
I had it before.
Oh, yeah, where'd you have that at?
Back in Colorado.
But who the hell serves that, though?
Colorado store, I guess. I'm guessing that's where it came from, the store.
Oh, so your mother made it.
Yep.
I never realized people went to the store to buy Salamander. That's new.
Yeah, I know, right? My evil, hell yeah.
Yeah, we know you are evil.
Motorcycle Man featuring Bifford. Stars and Stripes, Hole in the Sky, fuck it. I'm getting all these fucking solos and covers right here. What are you saying now?
What?
You! Just started randomly singing up some random shit.
Awesome.
I ride the lightning, Saint Anger.
Yeah, Saint Anger? That CD fucking sucked.
What CD?
Saint Anger.
Never heard of it.
Come on, you're supposed to be white.
Right. I know. I guess I'm missing all my shit. I gotta take the time and go do some research.
It's a Metallica CD.
Oh, okay. Shit, I still gotta do some research then. Chevelle's the shit, too.
What's the shit?
Chevelle?
No, fuck you.
Aren't they the ones that sing See in Red again or some shit?
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Yeah. I like Well Enough Alone. That shit went hard.
The band just sucks.
Shut up and go back to your Little Wayne.
Right.
Fuck Little Wayne, bitch. That's not me, like Little Wayne. That's that creepy little bitch that comes up on here.
What?
That's that other little chick that comes up on here. That like Lil Wayne. You know, the one we met last night, the one that was all fucking paranoid.
Yeah, chill. Are you paranoid when you're walking down the street?
Hell no.
And you see police?
Nope.
Like, just knowing that they're going to be like, hey, that person's fucked up, we're going to go get them.
Okay. This is what I do. I smoke beer, I drink weed, ride around singing. Fuck,
man, this motherfucker is living that CD.
That's what I do. Man, fuck them police and roll up.
That is the size of my pinky.
Man, I'm such a hilarious guy. I like them flying nut like American Pie. Oh, she's fucking great. Oh, yeah. Eat Molly Vada. Eat Molly Vada.
That seems to be his favorite track, though.
That shit goes hard, man. That shit's fucking hard. Pop another Xana, half a bar, now I am a Xanimal. Tonight I am accountable.
Well, yeah, that's a good line right there, though.
That this album is just fucking hard with it.
Well, some of the verses that Little White does, man, just kind of, you know, rambles on about nothing.
Oh.
But
I
still
like
both, though.
I like the course down here. This down here, that shit was tight. Country singers singing about fucking Nate the Drill and the fucking open beer and shit. That shit's hilarious.
You completely lost me.
Fucking Nate the Drill and a country singer singing that shit. That shit's hilarious.
What are you talking about? That like last song on or whatever?
Not the last one. This down here.
I don't know. Is that the name of it?
Yeah, that's the track. That shit's hilarious. Fucking country guy all fucking singing, talking about fucking heading down the road with an eighth of roll. Bro, that shit's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they got real country on that track.
They did. Just fucking clowning them.
shit. I'll go to a club bumping that song. They're going to look at me like I'm stupid. I don't give a fuck.
Why are they going to look at you stupid? You're white, man.
Right? Because I'm bumping country music. People look at me like I'm really fucking stupid. I don't give a fuck. I'll still bump it.
Yeah, people love country music. I am not one of those people.
Yeah. That was a pretty good one, though.
Well, that's because it wasn't really, you know, like a country song.
Had a country beat.
It had two fucking rappers on it.
trying to, that shit's hilarious. That's what made the song great.
This would be Havoc right here. He'd get a tattoo done by some guy while the guy's tweaking his nipple.
He probably loved that.
Oh, there we go. I got Metallica and Anthrax downloaded. Hell yeah.
The killer bees.
So it's really, I'll have the complete Big Four on my fucking computer.
So you want to hear the bonus track for the Prozac CD?
Shit, play it. Fuck it.
Let me get down, do it.
His eyes turned black. He looked at me. He said, "I fucking love it."
You need to relax,
go,
man.
Got a comb.
Thank you. Welcome to the third dimension. Then we're back. Man, I don't know about y'all, but for me, that like last part of the track, I thought like fucking aliens and UFOs coming around to fucking beam me up to the fucking shit.
What are you talking about, man? That's what happened.
Well, guess what? He's paranoid now. Now he's gonna think aliens. Coming.
they dropped Havoc off, man. They didn't really want them. They just probed them and they left them.
Right, just keep them. Oh shit! Where the fuck did he? That nigga just got probed. They keep his ass up. That's all I see. It's like
he got probed. He got probed.
Oh hell no! No, that sucks. That fool's somewhere out in space now. Damn.
Oh, no, Giddles. Let's get it right. It was Chris that was taken by them. They didn't send back to us.
It was BTR. Yeah, fucking
man, it'd be damned if they even took Chris, man. You kidding me? They're looking for intelligence. And that isn't it.
Shit, they looking at the wrong thing. Bitch, I don't have an IQ.
He really doesn't, man.
Right.
No, he doesn't. Dude's stupid.
Just like
he's one of those sheep, man, that just follows things.
Yeah. Like, fucking take out the FBI. Beam them all. Probe their asses. Probe all of them. Fuck the guy.
And they've been probed, man. Why do you think they are the way they are?
That's why they wear suits and fucking black shades all the time. They're hiding themselves.
Exactly. They're the fucking Men in Black, apparently.
They got probed. The Men in Black got probed. Shit's hilarious. That's why I'm fucking fucked up.
You know what? I say we give Chill his track here. Because he, keeps thinking about it.
Uh-oh, we're going to McDonald's now.
I don't give a fuck. Bill collectors been tripping lately.
you know, I gotta say, you know, that's something that fucking Chill would do. Fucking give himself a tattoo with a fucking razor blade.
Oh, yeah, that's gonna be dope. I would give myself a tattoo.
What do you mean that'd be something he'd do? That's something he's done.
But and more than likely, fucking Chill's next tattoo will be, you know, of him with the fucking dude fucking doing like a fucking nipple twister on him while getting the tattoo.
That's not me. That's you. Don't try to put me in this. You don't want to enjoy it.
Definitely ain't me. Ain't no dude touching my nipples.
I have females touch my nipples.
Chill, man. Prostitutes don't tell.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they kind of do.
Uh-huh.
By the way, but I mean, consider the fact, you know, he's paying them to do it.
Hey, man, whatever you got to do.
Yep, that's true. I'm just sick of tired relationships. Something down.
Yo, Ghetto, I think what we should do is we should just fucking drop fucking Trier off at fucking at American Idol or fucking X Factor.
I'll kill motherfuckers. Give me a next 10.
That'd be interesting.
Run down the hall. You got a life for a ticket.
Be like, so what's your talent with?
Fucking smoking weed, making money, getting drunk.
Be like, I can make a sandwich out of everything at McDonald's.
I just need a bong or a bowl. I don't give a fuck. Vapors, cotton candy, fucking brownies. Fucking
vapors, edible. Cotton candy, and brownies. What? The hell are you gonna make out of that?
Put some THC in it. And get me baked even more, then I can do it. No.
So we have to get you high for you to make something.
Stoner burgers. We got stoner balls and burgers. That's just hilarious.
Why do you gotta be high to eat like a stoner?
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay. You gotta be high to enjoy.
I guess it only makes sense when you're high. Otherwise,
yeah.
Otherwise, you'd be like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, it's better when you're high. It should taste good, too. Like a chicken sandwich in a fucking McDonald's.
I'm sure it tastes good whenever you're not high as well.
Not really. You can taste out of it when you're fucking sober. That shit's fucking gross.
Here's this commercial that's very awkward.
What's that?
It's a commercial for that football game.
Eat a fucking Snickers. I wish I could do that. Go to a black guy.
No, man, this ain't the Snickers commercial. Oh, it's for Pepsi.
I haven't even seen it.
It's for Pepsi and the football game.
Oh, yeah. The fuck, yeah, the one, like, when a dude gets fucking shaved off, then he just fucking disappears into someone's living room and
yeah,
shit like that.
He's just staring at you, like, what the fuck?
But no, wait up, man. Like, the funny part about that entire fucking episode was the minute he's poofed back into the fucking barbershop, like, nah, man, we're closed.
It's the awkward commercial. It's almost as awkward as that damn commercial with that lady that smoked too much and had that hole in her throat.
Oh, that one bitch.
Every time she talked, it would pop and she'd like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that's just fucking disturbing as hell.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, there you go. That's your next prostitute.
That's for Quagmire. That's not, I'm not Quagmire.
Who'd be like, you getting freaky with that thing?
Giggity.
That nigga's like, you getting freaky with that thing.
Nigga see a hole on a female, he goes after it.
No matter how
old. That's Quagmire for you.
Yeah. Now if only he really existed.
Right, that should be hilarious. I guarantee you know that shit.
I bet you he's really chill, man. Chills him. He does those things.
Oh, shit.
Hey, look who just popped up out of nowhere on my fucking news feed.
Who's that?
Fucking blazy little nigga.
No shit.
Yeah, he's asking, does anyone know how to get to Sky's grandparents? First of all, who the fuck is Sky? Must be Skylar's girlfriend on his fucking page.
Why did this person get a tattoo that says the police?
What a bitch. It's like, what a bitch. Who fucking gets a tattoo with police on it?
Like, it's a picture of, like, a pig with a cop hat on and it says the police or something.
Oh, fucking, fucking actual pig. That shit's hilarious. Well, shit, anyways, I think it's about that time.
What time?
Take my Graham Cracker ass sleep.
Graham Cracker?
I'm a Graham Cracker.
You know, wait. I thought you were a Oreo. And now he's a fucking Graham Cracker.
Well, you're safe because Spaz will never be able to open you.
Nope. Take a break. He'll never open me. How do you open this fucking Graham Cracker? The fuck are you smoking?
What do you mean, how do you open a Graham Cracker?
He's like, what the fuck? Okay.
They're in fucking packages and shit, man.
Definitely all rare, dying his fucking ass off.
Come on, you can't be that dumb.
Right?
I can't believe he just said, how do you open? How do you open a cracker?
Oh man.
They ain't no fucking Oreo. It's fucking Graham Cracker.
Oreos?
Yeah, man, I was so high.
No, man, see, when I say open them, I mean out of the package. I don't mean, like, open them like you do Oreos, no.
That motherfucking boy is fucking breaking the piece. Just, so what the fuck you doing, man? I was trying to open
No, it. Chill, we're not going for the creamy filling, all right?
Shit, I'm done with that shit.
He's done with that shit.
Yeah, on the highway I threw a box of Twinkies at this fool with a fucking riding in his Jeep with his windows down.
you threw a box of Twinkies at somebody?
Yeah, full box at him. Windows down. I was the passenger seat. Threw a box at that fool and he fucking flipped off the road.
Hell, man, got a free box of Twinkies.
Right in the face when that fool flipped. It was hilarious. Almost killed a motherfucker with a box of Twinkies, man.
Almost killed somebody with a box of Twinkies.
Yeah.
How the fuck you kill somebody with a box of Twinkies?
Apparently, you can almost be done.
Yeah, according to the tale, it could happen.
I just made that shit up. That should be hilarious.
You made that up? It's not a true story?
No, I wish it was. That shit would have been hilarious.
I can see it now.
That should
I can see
all
it now. Fucking Cho gets arrested. Fucking a charge. Killing somebody with a box of fucking Twinkies.
That should be hilarious. That should be all over the news.
Be like, I knew we shouldn't have brought those back.
Niggas killed. Shit, kill niggas.
Oh, sir.
Kill fucking hostage.
Hostess.
Yep. Some products. Take a whole truck, throw snowballs at them.
Snowballs. Ain't nobody eat that shit.
Yeah,
that's why I throw them.
Yeah, you can throw those, man. At least Twinkies are good, though.
Shit, niggas. Like, some people be like, "What the fuck you doing that?" I fucking hate them. Just throw. No, I have one more. Just throw it at that fool.
Did you just say you were ham?
No, I be throwing it. This fool's like, "What the hell you doing?" Just throw fucking snowballs for the fuck of it. This fool asked me what I do. I tag him with one.
That's food, that's I'm going to go to the store later. I'm going to get me some fucking Twinkies. It's the last bit of my fucking food stamp.
You're going to throw them at somebody.
Right?
Yeah. My mouth.
Just throw it on a fucking... on the freeway.
Well, you made that sound completely gay.
Shit, I'm sorry. With fucking windows down, at least going on.
Instead of excited for the red mist, he's excited for the creamy filling.
Let him get the creamy filling. Excited for that white cream. White cream. Let him get the white cream. He's excited for the white cream. Let him see the white cream.
Man, there's tons of remixes going on the show lately.
Shit, but for real, I'd be fucking hella tossing Twinkies at people on the free interstate while their window's down. If I was fucking mad rich, that's what I'd be doing. Make sure the fool's looking at me.
Did you say they're mad rich?
Yeah. Make sure that fool looks at me while I'm throwing. He looks at me right in the face.
What the fuck are you throwing free food at him?
Oh, no. Just for the fuck of it. As soon as he looks, that's when I toss fucking Twinkies at him right in his face.
Damn, chill. Don't let him go to the store. Fuck was that?
I'm on a motorcycle throwing Twinkies at people.
Fucking Havoc's over there blowing it up.
It's a fat ass fucking ice cream.
Guess you could say he's over there getting it.
God damn, dude. I can smell the fuck.
Go ahead and play that track for me, Havoc, by Bravo Gator. Getting it. My kitchen
sounds
got
good,
two ovens in it. I don't ever cook shit.
Lazy ass bastard. I can't lie. I don't cook either.
Well, stop lying.
The only thing I cook is ramen noodles.
The only thing you cook is Twinkies.
Yep.
Fried
ice cream, too. Not throw it out, motherfucker.
Money's my motivation, my eyes on the prize. All these haters be hating on me, but I ain't surprised. Cause I be killing it, flying down the highway. Tap shift down, hit the gas, and get sideways. My driveway about a quarter mile long. I be backyard fishing at my lakefront home. My neighbors don't like me, they say I don't belong. Cause I don't give a fuck about my motherfucking lawn. Hood shit, I don't know how to take care of good shit. My kitchen got two ovens in it, I don't never cook shit. House full of guns, don't let wish somebody would shit. Bark up my tree, they'll find you in the woods, bitch. Tonight as I lay me down to sleep,
on a Tempur-Pedic mattress with these thousand count sheets. I'm a rest in peace. The true definition. My bed feels good like the money I be getting good. I be out here getting it 7 days a week. If you ain't talking money, I suggest you don't speak. Don't speak. Horsepower got me driving like an idiot. Left, right, swerving on. I be out here getting it. 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 So many, more money, cut a trap on. Whoa. I remember taking calls on my track
back
phone.
In the day.
I get it how I live it. That's that.
Yeah.
I be fucking with them pounds. Hashtag.
Wow.
What it do? I'm a motherfucking dog.
Yeah.
I'm in here with my dogs, and we in the bitch of ball.
Ballin'.
We came to kick some flavor, we ain't in the bitch of ball. But if y'all looking for that issue, we gon' put you on that wall. I be running with some killers and some bad bitches. Yes, you ride it good the way your ass switching. I just lay my pimpin' down and then I ad lib it. And then it's back to the trap where I'm cash getting. Cheap first, keep first, in the car go. Get grip and drop hits with Bravo.
Data.
Ain't stop, nah, I just ain't guap. And I stack it all together, throw it in a shoebox.
I
be out here getting it 7 days a week. If you ain't talking money, I suggest you don't speak.
Don't speak.
Horsepower got me driving like an idiot. Left, right, working on. I be out here getting it.
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 I be out here getting it. I be out here going hell. Better yet, I'm going hammer. Ain't worried about these haters, cause haters don't want no ammo. Monster, they honestly. These motherfuckers ain't stopping me. I'm constantly dropping music to prove it, they ain't chopping me. Obviously, it's gotta be my year. I'm a prodigy. You haters can make Bobby disappear. Rappers are probably praying that I wouldn't reappear. I got four more words for them. Bad news, I'm here. Let's get it clear, I'm unstoppable. Point blank, period. I swear to God, I'm serious. I'll knock you fuck delirious. Will nothing be mysterious? So don't act out surprised. Cause I'm sick of you mischievous. Rappers telling lies. Motherfucker, y'all broke. Acting hard and you bald. Telling fans y'all stars. Y'all ain't even got cars. If people knew the truth about who you rappers really are, y'all would never be respected. Cause y'all motherfucking fraud, boy. I be out here getting it 7 days a week. If you ain't talking money, I suggest you don't speak.
Don't speak.
Horsepower got me driving like an idiot. Left, right, swerving on.
And we're back.
So you want a tattoo of Where's Waldo?
Fuck out of here.
That's what that fucking drawing looks like.
If
you got a tattoo of Where's Waldo, man, would you be able to find it?
I have a fucking scope aimed right for his melon.
What?
Scope, right, aim. I have a scope at his motherfucking nose.
You want to try for a third time?
Scope aimed at his fucking skull. It's all fucking pointed at him.
You want to try for a fourth time?
I think he's saying he has a scope pointed at his melon.
Yep.
But how are you going to have a scope on them if you can't find them?
That's what I find. No, I'm just out random-ass people who wears this color.
Just random-ass people. What is this, the tower?
All right, shooting from the tower. Oh, there he is. Nope.
It was fucking hot.
That was a good song.
Yeah, that's the best song off of that CD.
Mm-hmm. That sure was.
Yeah, talking marathon on today, man.
Yes, marathon!
Oh, and I'm about to go to sleep.
Friday the 13th.
Yep.
Oh, and Chill's going to be sleeping all day today on his birthday and Friday the 13th.
Yeah. No, I'm going to go get a jumpsuit, Jason Matt, hockey mask, and a fucking machete blade. Go to a fucking camp, just slaughter people. Then go back to sleep the next day.
Oh, you know what? I think today is Friday the 13th. And since I have every single fucking Friday the 13th movie ever made.
Yep.
I was just sitting there eating chili fries and slaughtered everyone.
I choked myself. Right. That's what I'm going to be doing. Shit, let me get my sleep. I just woke up.
Don't go near that guy. He's weird.
I woke up and found that bitch dead.
I'm not even necessarily sure if it was me. It let me sleep on it.
All right. Shit, I don't want to ever sleep again.
Fucking Sleepwalker, man. That song's dope as hell.
Hell yeah, that shit was. I like that Sweet Tooth by him. That shit goes hard.
The what?
Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth?
Yeah, that song Sweet Tooth, right? Twisted on the Fright Fest.
I'm not even quite sure what that is.
You haven't heard that song, Sweet Tooth? Shit's fucking awesome.
What year is that from?
I think it was the 2003 one.
I think I have that CD.
That shit was hard. What he's talking about. Fucking going shopping, I forgot what I came for. Well, yeah. He's so fucking high. He forgot what he was getting. Why he came for. I got candy cap.
So the Sweet Tooth, man, I'm thinking like Twisted Metal.
No, Twisted, like Twisted.
No, I'm thinking Twisted Metal, though, when you say Sweet Tooth.
Oh, no. The author Fright Fest.
I got you, man. I got what you're saying, but I'm saying
I
was thinking
Twisted Metal. Are
you okay, Mom?
That was time for Friday the 13th TV show.
Straight up. I thought, yeah, I think that was the fucking actual movie. It would be like the show. I'm like, fuck that. Yeah. Pissed me off.
Chill, it is not a movie, but. Okay, chill, you gotta realize something. It's a movie, but they also did it and ended up doing a Friday the 13th series off of the movie.
It just doesn't have
Shit.
Yeah. But yeah, that was like it just doesn't have Jason Voorhees in it.
I hate the series. That shit's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I'm gonna take my fucking grime cracker ass.
All right, man. We're not going to get into that again.
Yo, all right.
Oh. Peace out, my white boy.
All right, peace out,
Oreo.
Cracker, graham cracker, Oreo, motherfucker.
Peace out, boy. Yeah, play.
Yeah, no, man. I don't know when the fuck they decided to start doing the fucking series of Friday the 13th.
I don't know. They always end up doing series for fucking everything.
Well, I mean, there is a Nightmare on Elm Street series.
So, Havoc, how come you don't play video games professionally?
Fuck that. I would love to get paid that fucking $200 for that shit. Give me my money.
Yeah. If you win.
Yeah.
You like to play those type of games?
Oh, yeah.
Mainly shooting games?
Yeah, true, I do.
So you can go play professionally, man, make some money?
Yeah, I can do that.
Oh, look, it's the PS4 controller.
Man, that bitch is dead. Yeah, man. But yeah, man. Have you ever seen the series for this? Like Friday the 13th?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, it's weird because of the fact that the spinoff of it. I mean, again, it doesn't have, you know, Jason Voorhees in it. Kind of weird.
Did that just say Infinity Blade 3? Are they going to make, like, a Blade video game? Is that what that is?
That'd be dope if they did that.
So what the hell is up with GTA, man, fucking advertising with Juggalos now?
I don't know.
I guess they really want people to buy that fucking game.
I guess so. But I think it's funny how we were talking about fucking Pretzel Buns earlier. Hey, look, Sonic.
I'm still yet to try one of those.
Well, neither have I, because it looks like, you know, I ain't got a Sonic here. Like I said before, closest Sonic to me is in New York.
What the fuck is this, man? About the rapist girl in this game. What is this? Oh, they're just making out. These people just gripped up this girl, man, took her into, like, a small storage space, and I thought they were going to fucking rape her. I don't know, I'm watching whatever the hell is on Spike Raider. Video games. Game trailers. Oh, no more fucking racing games, man. I hate racing games, too.
But I do, too.
Never really got the point of that shit. I can't drive that shit in arcades. And I drive way differently on a video game than I do in real life. In real life, man, I actually used the brake. Gran Turismo. I can't even believe they're still making video games.
Yeah. No, it's not even a good game.
Infinity and Beyond. What's that, Buzz Lightyear? This ain't Buzz Lightyear. That's what should be in that game.
Oh no, man. I mean, I actually might get the new Grand Theft Auto this year. Comes out
next week.
Oh, then never mind, I'm fucked. I ain't got no money.
Comes out on Tuesday.
Yeah, I've got like $12. I got like $12 left in my account.
Wait, no. Hold on. Yeah, Tuesday.
Yeah, again, I've only got $12 left in my account.
Well, wait for somebody to buy it, get pissed at it real quick, and trade it in and buy it for a little bit cheaper.
Or my dickhead of a fucking Boston is calling back like, hey, come back. We need help here. Put me on carts or something.
Well, I thought they were waiting on you to go to whatever you needed to go to.
And I did that already.
Well, then call them up and tell them.
They know.
Well, then what the fuck?
Apparently, they're still waiting to hear back from fucking Human Resources.
Call them again.
And I called them yesterday. I called them last week. I called them. And they're still waiting to hear back from those motherfuckers.
Man, you've been off for quite a while, man. You might not even have a job there anymore.
But give me my fucking Latin, give me my fucking final check.
Because you might want to check on that, man. You've been off for a little bit, man, so you might want to see what the hell's going on.
Well, what I'm going to do is tomorrow, since I haven't heard anything, I'm just going to call the fucking labor board, get the fucking Department of Labor involved.
Like my sister, she had a job or whatever, and then she fucking broke her ankle in half, and she was off for a while, and she came back, and they said she was fired. Like, you can't do that shit.
Hell no.
I'm saying, man, you might want to check up on that shit, man, make sure you even still have a job.
Well, like I said, I'm gonna get the fucking labor board involved with this shit. So this is way too fucking long. And I need to work.
Let them know you did what they told you to do. Or that you needed to do.
I'm gonna. Because, like I said, it's bullshit.
Or while you do that, you may as well look for another job.
Yeah, I've been thinking about maybe they're applying for Aldi's or something like that.
Yeah, those people get to sit down.
Yeah.
They sit down and ring people up. Even the young people.
Yeah, except I suck at fucking with cash registers and shit like that.
Well, then you could be the person brings shit out and stocks it up and whatnot.
Yeah, what am I doing that?
Even though you'll apply for that and then they'll make you do the fucking cash register. Dude,
true.
It is a Blade game. But it's not the movie.
The hell? Whoa. This dude's name is Donald Mustard. So, Mr. Mustard, how's Mrs. Ketchup? And how's Baby Relish? Any, let me call it, interesting, like, your last name is Mustard.
Well, like, Colonel Mustard.
Man. You know for a fact that dude got picked on in school just because of his last name.
Everybody gets picked on in school, even if they don't have a fucked up name.
That's true, but still, more likely he probably got worse. And that game actually looks pretty good.
That's like this one dude, man. His last name was Ashenbrenner. We kept calling him Ass Burner. Or like Ass Burgers.
This game was good, though.
What game?
That Infinity Blade game?
Doesn't look that great. Look, tap, tap, tap.
Man,
so,
I get it.
Are they going to have all these games for PS3, or are they just going to be for PS4?
I think most of them are going to be for PS3, or maybe they're like a combination of both.
Because, you know, usually they put out a new system, and then they just say, fuck all the other systems.
Yeah, no, I think they're going to still make them for PS3.
Because some of these games actually look pretty decent.
Yeah, I know, man. I guess you check that out in a minute here. I have to take a piss.
All Wow.
But
probably the first time you pissed on the show here tonight.
No, I pissed a couple times, but just during the tracks.
Wow. Finally, you learned.
Yeah, now.
Yeah. Till later today.
Let's see. I think I can find out right now what this game's going to be for. Infinity Blade.
Uh oh, here you go, Grand Theft Auto 5.
For the Juggalos.
For the Juggalos. for the Juggalos.
Man. Yeah, for the Juggalos. Just for, you know, the prostitutes.
Well, there are prostitutes on. I don't know, man. Every time I played these games, I only played them because I wanted to kill people.
Yeah, I know, right?
I never really did the missions. Although the Grand Theft Auto does look pretty dope, though.
Yeah, but yeah, it definitely does. I mean, hell, I mean, like this one, they could get a fucking plane and everything.
Do you still die if you go in the water? It's a deja vu. What the fuck?
That's a horrible game. Deja vu.
It looks like they were about to show the trailer for a new Batman game.
Hey, just Mike.
Man, what I really need to do is just get a new fucking TV somehow. Get an old-ass TV.
Shit, man. I made sure to get a fucking new one.
I'm just saying, man, I got that PS3 now, and, you know, and well, besides the fact that the wires barely stay in this TV, you know, the graphics are just a little all right.
Yeah. Three games 2013, so we can get up here.
The fucking work for you,
South Park. Well, guess what, man? They have a new South Park game coming out.
I don't fucking care.
It's called A Stick of Truth.
Oh, I knew that.
Let's see, Watch Dogs, Saint Rose, Assassin's Creed, fuck out of here. Well, yeah, man, they do have a new Batman game coming out, Batman Arkham Origins.
I know, I thought it was going to be a different Batman game, though. that they were going to show here?
Let's see.
I hate this damn commercial.
CreditScore.com, CreditKarma.com. Fuck the damn Credit Karma.
You know they have a game coming out called Zombier?
Zombier?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Zombier is a first-person survival horror comedy shooter. In a dark near future, a mysterious plague has once again turned the world's population into zombies. You play as a character known only as Kay, who awakens alone in a Mexican bar after a night of overindulging, all alone, dizzy and disoriented. He realizes that this hangover doesn't quite feel like the ones he's used to. Indeed, he was bitten by one of those nasty monsters that, and the virus inside him is gaining power. Kay will unintentionally discover that imbibing in beer is the only way to prevent it from taking over. But drink in moderation, or you'll totally lose trouble and be totally lose control and be in trouble.
So apparently,
so Men in Black wake up in Mexico and they're fighting zombies.
Yeah, and they want to fight off the viruses by drinking beer.
You drink beer to heal yourself. How about that?
I don't even know what to say about that.
What the fuck is this game that they're showing now? It looks retarded.
It does.
Why are they making games like this, man? With all the technology you have now.
I don't know. Actually, it's for the PS. It's for the fucking Xbox 360.
What? These little fucking people? Bad graphics for that?
Yep.
Why are they like shooting poo? Ah, Mr. Hanky's gonna get me. He really doesn't love me. Now they're fighting a giant piece of shit. How fucking stupid is that?
And then they flush them down, and then they flush them.
Fucking retarded.
Oh, bad.
Fuck is that? Lotion.
Oh, the Xbox Purell. Apparently it's like fucking hand sanitizer.
Now, who wants to put that on and play with a controller?
Apparently they do.
Your fucking control will be covered in fucking whatever the hell, goop. Be all sticky and shit.
Oh, man.
So what the hell is the deal with that middle part of the PS4 controller? Is that like a screen or something? What is that?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I don't know what it is, probably. I came and find Infinity up on here, by the way.
Find what?
That game, Infinity...
Infinity Blade 3?
Yeah. I can't find out what, platform it's going to be for.
Why is there so many fucking commercials on this?
Hey, who fucking knows?
And why the hell does it say 2008?
The world may never know.
Penny Arcade Expo. Season 1, 2008. I really don't think that's what this is.
But I got game trailers, TV with G off. Something.
Why the hell was there a moose in that wall?
But you're asking me questions that I don't have the answer for.
But as for video games, man, I'm perfectly fine with just buying old ass games.
Yeah. Oh yeah, by the way, Infinity Blade 3, I signed up what it's gonna be for.
PS4.
No. iPhone. An iPad.
It's not even a fucking video game?
It's a video game, but just for iPhones and iPad.
That's fucking stupid. It doesn't look like it'd be on a phone.
I know, but it is.
Oh, that's beat.
Oh, now we know.
That's all right, man. I look forward to getting WWE 2K14 next month.
Let's see. That dude's an asshole. Did you just say tell me about it and just keep on talking? Like, really?
Yeah, those commercials are pretty dumb.
Yeah. Just like this whole fucking commercial here for the Corolla.
Yeah, nobody wants that car either.
Well, no, because Toyota's a piece of shit. They break down too easily. Just like a Ford.
And then you'd be lucky if your car stops. Oh shit, what's this?
Oh.
Infamous.
Infamous.
Infamous, man.
Infamous.
Tomato, tomato.
I think I just saw that game, too. I'm on a list here I was looking at.
How many games are there of that game?
For PS3? Or PS4?
No, for PS3, because I know it's been out before.
Let's find out. Well, Infamous, that one could be exclusive just for the PS4.
But there are ones for the PS3, though, right?
Yeah, I'm going to that right now. That would be the third one.
Damn. I never knew what I never knew what the hell that game looked like until just right there.
Well, actually, there's 3, 4, 5. Looks like there's about 6. There's the Infamous 2 for PS3, and also PS3, Infamous Precinct Assault, Infamous Festival of Blood, Infamous Anarchy, and Infamous Collection. And then Infamous Second Son is going to be just for PS4.
That Watchdog game looks pretty dope.
Yeah. It's gonna be both for both PS3 and PS4.
You see that game they just showed there, that first person shooter thing? That's just it's just like that Brink game, man. That's what you do on there, like it.
Oh shit. Call of Duty! That's what this is, too.
What?
Oh, no, wait, never mind. Yep, that's Call of Duty right there.
What, the game that they're showing right now?
Yep, it's Call of Duty.
The one that they were just shooting people up in the fucking neighborhood?
Yeah, it's Call of Duty.
What the fuck?
Comes out in November. If I get the money, I'm getting that game. Definitely.
Man, that's just what they need to put out another one of those games. Then they just put one out?
Yeah, Black Ops 2, maybe a couple months ago, maybe last year. Yeah, the one that's coming out now is Call of Duty Ghosts.
Yeah, I fucking hate shooting games. Fucking piss me off.
I mean, they're not bad. I mean, once you get used to them.
I'm just one of them crazy motherfuckers on that game. I just run up at people and start shooting.
Man, I've done that a few times before as well.
I'm not one of those people that just, use a little scope thing and get and shoot people and whatnot.
Black Ops 2 came out. When did that come out? Came out, there we go, Black Ops 2. Yeah, Black Ops 2 came out last year. It's funny the fact that November 13th, 2012, that's when it was released for like PS3 and Xbox and Microsoft Windows. And then
fucking on November 18th. November 30th. They brought it out in Europe and Australia for the Wii, apparently.
Wii, worst system ever.
Oh, okay, wait a minute, my bad. It says it's the Wii U. Fuck.
It's the same fucking thing, man. That gotta be like probably the worst selling gaming system.
Probably. Yeah, I'm looking forward to checking out Call of Duty Ghosts just to see if I'm gonna like it or not. If I don't like it, fuck, I'll sell it. I'll get something better.
To be like every other one of those games, man.
Not really, because they have different story arcs and shit like that, different missions.
But all in all, it's gonna be the same fucking thing.
If I don't like it, like I said, I'll get rid of it. I'll try that fucking Brink.
You can get that real fucking cheap.
Maybe I'll go to fucking Play and Trade and see what they got there.
Because I picked up 3 games from GameStop for $10.
Damn.
Yeah. So I paid $3 for all of them.
I'm about to slap this bitch. Laura Jean Julian. What the fuck your last name is? Why are you sharing a link on my fucking page? It's probably the artist that she wanted me to check it before, which I thought he saw in the first place. Hello, Evelise. Firecross, bitch. On tattoo number right now? Yeah, that chick.
I didn't know what the hell you're talking about, though. She pulled down her pants.
Yeah, man, she was in TNA. She was in fucking Tough Enough. She didn't pass she got eliminated from Tough Enough, and then she got eliminated from that thing that TNA was doing.
Is it because she had the fire crotch?
Maybe. Lord Jean Julian, you really want this motherfucker to get played on JR, don't you?
Who's that?
Fucking Addicted to Lyrics, aka that dude that she wanted us to play.
Ain't that dude that's on our fucking like page?
Yeah.
And we haven't played him yet, so I think that's pretty much clear.
You'd think it would be.
Or like how we got that one message from that dude that I saw you deleted.
Yep.
I take it you didn't like it.
Nope.
Well, that's pretty much a gay tattoo.
Yep.
Why would you want to tattoo lie on you?
Well, it doesn't say life.
It doesn't say life. It says lie.
Oh, no. It doesn't say lift. The E there is actually supposed to be an F turned into a T. But it got turned into a fucking swastika.
It's not really a swastika, man.
That's the dude that she wants us to check out.
Well, we just checked him out.
Yeah, and what's your opinion on him?
I don't know. I'm not really listening to him.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about him. Like, I don't know. Track just sucks.
Maybe it's just that voice.
Could be. Adding me as a fucking friend.
Oh no, people were adding you.
Yeah, some random bitch that just added me. Fuck you look like.
Does she have nice tits?
I don't know, she's friends with someone named Benji.
The fuck does that matter?
Oh, wait, no. She's in a relationship with someone named Benji. Let's see. She's a ranch hand at ranching. Yeah. Has no pictures. I'm not saying
she has, she has no pictures.
Well, she has a picture, but I have to add her first in order to see the rest of her pictures.
Oh, I guess you're going to have to add her.
Well. Let's see what we get. She has no tip pictures. She has two pictures, and they're the same. What the fuck? Are you even a fucking what? Or...
or a real person? Are you just some foreign motherfuckers that hadn't people?
Ah, fuck, she's underage. Go away. Goodbye.
Matter of fact, man, this one girl that likes everything I fucking post, man, I just found out that she was underage the other day. Because it was her birthday or something. It's like she's turning, what was she turning? Like 17 or something. I was like, the fuck?
I think it's funny how this chick fucking trying to add me. I think the only reason she's trying to add me is because of the fact her boyfriend is a juggalo.
There you go. That'll do it.
But, I don't think she's a let whatsoever.
Yeah, probably not.
So, goodbye, bitch.
Yeah, really, get out of here with your fucking ugly glasses and no tits.
No nice tits.
You can't even see her tits. All you see is her fucking head.
Can you see her full face, though?
Yeah.
But she's young as all hell.
Damn kids.
Yep. Creepy looking bitch.
Just upgrade your phone, motherfucker. That's why I talk to it. But this bitch gives me nightmares.
Who?
Whoa.
Why?
Man, she ain't the best looking chick.
Still don't know why she gives you nightmares, though.
And plus, because she pops out everyone, pops out in every fucking place. I mean, look at her. She's in a fucking Chinese van. Giving out Chinese food.
I saw a zombie flow, at the zombie walk here one year.
That must have been disturbing.
Wasn't that bad.
Yeah, no, I just can't stand that bitch. Her voice is irritating. It's like, her voice is just as irritating as that bitch that played the fucking nanny.
No, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's funny how they get actors to play, like, to play these guys, like, in their fucking skits.
Mhm.
Like it's not even a dude that's getting tattooed.
I know. I figured this out because one of the episodes of this where they had a dude giving someone a tattoo. Yeah, it was fucking Christopher Daniels.
Christopher Daniels, what the hell?
Yeah, man. Like I said, like, some dude was getting a fucking tattoo in prison, and they had Christopher Daniels playing the fucking tattoo artist.
It took that much for you to realize that it wasn't really them.
I was just trying to figure out, like, what the fuck Christopher Daniels was even in that shit for.
I don't know. Because he's bald.
You got penises all over your arms, says the black man.
Yeah, how the fuck did you not even notice you had fucking dicks in your arm?
Because people are fucking stupid.
But like, I think it's funny how, like,
you know, like, even fucking Gus and Tommy, like, you know, when you see that coming in Texas like that, you start dying from the shit.
Pretty much gonna give her, like, the same fucking tattoo she already has. I don't understand. Oh yeah, here you go. There's a perfect lesbian scene right here.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's what she did in TNA, huh?
Well, that, exactly that in TNA.
She did that stupid whatever the fuck was going on right there.
Ah, there you are. Oh, fuck it. Where the fuck did you go this time? Hiding, it's trying to play hide and seek on me, so that way I can like that way I let it go.
So what the hell was she trying to get a tattoo of?
Flower.
A flower?
Yeah. You know, you're kind of ugly, but you're staying in the bottle. By the way, I'm talking to the spider that I caught.
Man, fuck that. Kill that motherfucker.
Well, it's in a water bottle now. So, it's bound to die anyways, when, you know, when I bring the bottle back to be fucking returned and crushed.
You could just simply kill it now.
I could, but where's the fun in that?
I don't know. You tell me, O-Tip.
There's no fun in killing it now. I'd rather kill it when I bring these bottles back. Sorry, this guy's probably dead by the time I bring them back anyways. It's got no air. Can't breathe.
So how about next month I saw that El Nino and O-Tep are both going to be here.
Hell yeah.
Not on the same show, though, but, like, different shows. Like, 2 days apart.
That's still dope, though. This is going to be kicking us off in about 8 minutes.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Peace.